History teaches that out of tragedy rises strength and opportunity. A prime example is World War II, one of the worst disasters in history. As a son and son-in-law of survivors, our family was decimated, as well as millions of people who were murdered and killed during World War II. Yet in the post-World War II era, new technologies that had been developed during wartime, as well as improvements of existing ones, flourished in various industries across the United States and the world, helping make that time period one of the best on record for productivity and economic growth. Another example comes from nature. After a fire sweeps through a forest and consumes the area's vegetation, the forest regenerates with a high degree of regrowth. Fascinatingly, studies show that second growth forests can look very different from what they replaced. The common narrative is that in the aftermath of tragedy, whether man-made or natural, there is change, often positive, within the reality of life as we've known it. So there will be definitely changes as, please God, we exit this pandemic. There will be changes in the way we communicate, in the way that our communities, our schools, and government are organized, and so much more. It may be too early to predict with precision what those changes will be, but changes are on the way. This idea, out of tragedy comes opportunity and hope, is seen in our Torah portion, Parshat Ki Tisa, where we read about the tragic sin of the Egel HaZahav, of the golden calf. The Jewish people, at the height of revelation, fell into an idolatrous stupor and fashioned a golden calf. But out of the chaos and tragedy of that moment arises a new reality, one containing new opportunities for the Jewish people. Out of the tragedy of the golden calf incident, the institution of the Mishkan and the Migdash are born. The physical structure of the tabernacle is now commanded by God, through which the Jewish people are able to communicate and engage with God in the way that they need it. Out of the tragedy of the golden calf comes a new paradigm for the role of the Jewish people in the development of Torah. As a result, the Torah is no longer just a written law. The Torah now also contains an oral tradition, one in which the Jewish people play an active role. The Jewish people are no longer just the guardians of Torah. They are empowered to become its parchment, becoming its living interpreters, developers, and teachers. Parshat Ki Tisa teaches us that there is a horizon of hope for when this pandemic ends. It reminds us that from forest fires comes new natural growth, and even from the deepest tragedy, war, or pandemic, comes renewed and perhaps even improved existence. So what will our post-pandemic world look like? Much of that depends on us. The challenge that the Jewish people faced after the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, and the challenge that we face now is to seize the new opportunities and lessons we have learned in order to help improve society, better ourselves, and to become more invested in the world around us. Please God, we will succeed in this test of history. Shabbat Shalom.